the car, she had ripped it open and made sure the money was inside. Then she'd popped the letter into the postbox outside the post office and driven back to Rue de Trois-Chapons. In a few days, she would send another letter, and then another. In the meantime, all she could do was wait and pray. She swallowed the last mouthful of baguette and put on a cap, grabbed her backpack, and left the house. She walked down the high street to the market in the square, where she stopped between the stalls and shoppers to savor the atmosphere. A group of children had gathered around a small rickety table. On the table was a cardboard box, and inside it, a kid goat was being fondled by the children's eager hands. A sturdy man in dirty dungarees pushed his way between a pair of twin boys and stuffed a bottle into the goat's mouth. With the other hand, he held out a plastic basket to the parents who were watching and smiling at their children's excitement. Reluctantly, they fished out some coins from their pockets and tossed them into the basket. The man thanked them mechanically and immediately yanked the bottle from the mouth of the hungry goat, milk spraying all over. Anna watched the man repeat the performance. She was about to angrily snatch the bottle from his hand when she noticed an elderly couple sitting under a flourishing wisteria at the cafe across the street. The man was bald and wearing a bright yellow polo shirt. His attention was fixed on a croissant. His shirt was what had caught Anna's eye, but it was the small apple-cheeked woman in the chair next to him that made her stop dead in her tracks. She didn't have time to register what the woman was wearing or eating. All she saw was the camera she was holding up and the look of disbelief on her face as she stared directly at Anna. Anna turned and walked with measured steps to the nearest street corner and turned around it. Then she started to run.
Chapter 2.
It's not the same thing. It's not even close to being the same thing.
Detective Sergeant Eric Schaefer looked perplexedly at his colleague across the desk. He and Lisa Augustine had shared an office for almost a year, and not a day had gone by without them having an amicable but heated discussion of some sort. Today was no exception.
Sure it is, she said. You're just from an older generation, so you have a different mindset. Society has brainwashed all of us into believing that one thing is completely normal and socially acceptable, while the other is morally up there with fraud and manslaughter. Ultimately, there's no difference between the two. But for reasons unknown to us, we've decided to think there is. Augustine emphasized her point by waving with the half-finished turkey sandwich in her hand.
Right. Explain it to me again, then, Eric Schaefer said. You're telling me there is no difference between having sex and getting a massage? Same ballgame?
I'm telling you that they're both physically satisfying at a very intimate level. Imagine that you and Connie have both booked a full-body massage.
Schaefer found the prospect highly unlikely.
And your massage therapist is a woman, hers a man. You're both shown into a small, dimly lit room with some sort of bed-like device. You undress, and then you let a total stranger rub their oily hands up and down your naked body. You can smell the rose oil, meditative, seductive, feel-good music is playing, while you lie on your separate beds thinking, oh, that's great, please don't stop, yes, right there, oh, that feels so good.
You've got mustard on your chin.
Schaefer looked at her matter-of-factly and pointed to the yellow stain. She found a crumpled napkin in the Subway sandwich bag in front of her and wiped the mustard off while she continued to build her case.
Afterwards, you and Connie meet up, pay the check, and tell each other how wonderful it was. You've never felt better, and no one seems upset by the fact that the other person has just been physically satisfied by a stranger. Quite the contrary, in fact. You actually agree that you really ought to do this more often.
She turned up the palms of her hands and shrugged wildly, implying that you had to be exceptionally stupid not to see the logic of her argument. Schaefer blinked a couple of times.
So you're saying that getting a massage should be as forbidden as having sex with someone other than your partner?
No, dummy. I'm saying that both ought to be equally legit.
Eric Schaefer's eyes widened.
It's a scientific fact, she continued. Marital bliss increases with fewer restrictions in a relationship. Couples would be...